is Glenn Parnum joining us in this next hour. Man, JD, I hired you.
I know.
To catch this stuff.
I'm dropping balls. I know.
Man,
I'm sorry.
Man, when in doubt, first place the blame. That's what I say. Anyway, we are so glad this hour to have Glenn Parnum joining us to talk about border situations, border illnesses. He is a clinical researcher with advanced studies in hormone biochemistry. He's director of research for international health. He lives around the border. He knows what's going on, talking to border people. And, of course, he is the one who brings us the super silver solution, which has saved so many people and dogs and kitties. And we're just so glad to have him join us today. Thank you so much, Glenn, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Well, thank you, Joyce, for having me. And let me say, anybody who's listening, grab something to write with. And as I mentioned to you yesterday, I am not going to pull any punches today. And this is yellow alert time.
Wait a minute. What do you mean by yellow alert? And are you really serious about yellow alert?
I'm absolutely, because some of the things I'm going to tell you, I have verified. I am personal friends with the second in command of the county sheriff and of the county that butts right up against Mexico here in Arizona. Okay, personal friends with him. And the things he's telling me, even though he's second in command, the sheriff of the county is kind of a figurehead. I know him too. But Steve, the second in command, runs everything. He travels all around the country, meeting with the border agents, meeting just all around the country. The things he has told me, because everything I'm going to tell you, I have absolutely verified as true. We're not hearing a fraction of what's going on. And when I say yellow alert, it's time for people and the men of the house to understand we are under a biological attack in this country. Not my words. That's the words of Dr. Jane Orient. She's a very, very prominent medical doctor here in the Southwest. And a resume reads like a who's who, right?
Yep.
And she's been interviewed on several programs.
She's been on the Power Hour before, Jane Orient. Yeah, physicians for whatever her organization is. She's a very credible person. And she is now ringing the bell saying, we've got a problem?
Huge, okay. In fact, she has sent letters to the Department of Health for all of Arizona. And then, into other southwestern states, using the term, we are under a planned biological attack on the United States. Everything that's going on at the border, you mentioned some of it yesterday in our conversation. It was advertised on a government website in January for people to take care of 65,000 children that were going to be coming across the border. That was 7 months ago. So when this administration and any of the politicians say, well, this was an unexpected humanitarian crisis, that is a lie from the pit of hell. And what is being planned right now and carried out, not just planned, this has been planned for years and years and years and years. And when I say yellow alert, it's time for people to understand. And I've been on your show several times talking about what's been going on. It's now happening right now, and they better pay attention to the things I'm going to talk about and start to be on yellow alert of going out into public places, okay? And we'll talk about that because I'm going to give you the reality of the situation, or the first part of the talk. Then I'm going to talk about how to protect yourself and your family from what's here and being spread all over the United States. So when I mention diseases such as diphtheria, infectious tuberculosis, the plague, smallpox, yellow fever, viral hemorrhagic fever, all right, SARS, chickenpox, gonorrhea, active tuberculosis, infectious syphilis. In talking to my sheriff friend, who has or who is in constant contact with a border agent. Okay, he just got back from Texas with a major meeting down there. He meets with them constantly because this county in Arizona has been dealing with the illegal alien drug traffickers and human traffickers and sex traffickers for years and years and years. He said, and I quote, the Border Patrol agents are resigning in droves. They are trying to get transferred to other government agencies so they don't lose any of their retirement benefits and that, but they want to get out of the Border Patrol. These infectious diseases are spreading like wildfire. They are exporting these children, quote-unquote, children, all over the United States. They're busing them into every major metropolitan area in the United States, releasing them when they have known infectious diseases. And now the Border Patrol agents are getting scabies, okay, drug-resistant, okay, TB, which we'll talk about. All right, all of these infectious diseases, it will absolutely collapse, you know, what we call our health care system. They don't have anything to treat all these. The American population does not have an immunity to these diseases because these are third world diseases that we have not had in this country. He is very concerned, okay? I'm working with him to and talking to him about the things that we'll talk in the second part of the show about how to protect the agents and if they come down with something, what to do with the super silver and the baking soda and things like that. So understanding that, I mean, and see, the worst of the worst is one of the things that Dr. Orion talked about. Isn't it interesting that in March of this year, the seven West African nations had a breakout of probably the most horrific disease known to mankind. It's called hemorrhagic Ebola fever. Okay? It is now out of control in the West African nations, 90% kill rate, and the people literally bleed out and die. Okay? And there was a movie made in the 90s with Dustin Hoffman called Contagion.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. That was another movie that was made, Outbreak, with Dustin Hoffman. And when they open these people up at the autopsies, their internal organs are liquefied. Now imagine when that gets into the country. And in fact, Dr. Orion says it already is. Okay, because it's interesting, our border agent and my sheriff friend has confirmed this, that they're catching West African people, dark-skinned, so they don't look like all of the Central Americans. They speak Spanish. Now, what's a West African doing learning how to speak Spanish unless it was planned by one of our alphabet agencies to get them into this country? Because when Ebola takes off in this country, I don't even know what's going to happen. Okay, but imagine a father and his wife and children catch this. He has to watch them literally bleed out in front of him.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, and it's already here. They're catching. So how many haven't they caught? Okay, and then all these other, because this is the Cloward Piven agenda. I don't know if you've talked about that on
the show. Explain that to the listeners, the new listeners.
Okay, the Cloward Piven agenda, it was written in the late 60s, early 70s by two Marxist college professors, Cloward and Piven. They were married to each other, and they said, since the United States is so strong militarily, we're not going to be able to collapse them into a Marxist, socialist, welfare state, okay, by a direct confrontation. What we have to do is to overload the welfare system until it collapses from inside, and then their only option will be to create a Marxist, socialist, welfare state. And look at what's happening right now. 50-60 million people on food stamps, and a brand new report that was released said 70 million Americans would be starving in the streets if they were not getting food assistance from the government. We have all these people on welfare. The system is collapsing. It cannot go on. And then now Obama wants to give $4 billion to this border problem, okay? And, you know, the turncoat GOP is trying to come up with another thing, okay? So this has all been planned. This is the end game to not only collapse the system, but imagine at the same time, because you know and you've talked about it and had people on your show, we are standing at the cliff edge of an economic collapse because of the debt problem in the world, all right? So at the same time that we have an internal collapse of the welfare system, at the same time we have a pandemic released, okay, and all these things happening, what a total chaos scenario. And this is the powers that be, okay, and they go by a lot of different names, okay, but their theme is order out of chaos.
We'll be back with Glenn Parnum after this four-minute break. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not good. We're going to find out what we can do about it for sure and bring that to you at the Power Hour. We'll be right back. Four-minute break. This is Joyce.
And JD.
And Glenn Parnum joins us today. We're talking about border problems and border diseases. Now, this is like an all-points bulletin alert, getting pretty scary. What have you seen or that? What kind of... I want to say, what kind of fear do you feel in the border guards, the concerns that they're having at this point, Glenn?
Well, and I'm simply passing along what I was told by my sheriff friend, who is in contact with them every day, and as I said, just got back from a major meeting in Texas. See, that's where this all started, okay? And it was in the news media at the beginning of June, you know, that all these... immigrants were, okay, flooding across the border. 30,000 a month is a conservative estimate. That's 1,000 a day. And because they couldn't handle them, they were putting them on buses and shipping them here over to Arizona. And that was initially. Now they're shipping them to here in California, Oklahoma, okay. And by the way, I just got an email from one of my infectious disease sites that all of a sudden Oklahoma is having this huge outbreak of infectious diseases. What a coincidence, okay? So what the border agents are very concerned with is that, one, they're being told to stand down, okay? And about 70% of them have been pulled off their jobs as border patrol agents to do paperwork, and that they are now getting these infectious diseases. And that's why I'm working with Steve from the county sheriff, okay, to help him help those border guards about protecting, because the first thing you need to do is limit your exposure. Well, they can't. I mean, it's like walking into a petri dish every day. And again, they are turning in their resignations, trying to go to other government agencies in droves. Okay, every day, because they want to get out of this situation. They know their hands are tied. They know that this is a planned invasion, because outside of the diseases coming across, okay, the border, you have the MS-13 gangs, okay, that are as demonic and ruthless as the ISIS crowd is over in the Middle East as far as beheadings and assassinations. And some very top-level people, and thank God there are still patriots, okay, in the sheriff's department and in law enforcement who understand what's going on. It seems like a fifth column is being sent into this country to basically do what they're doing in Mexico. So outside of this contagious disease epidemic, they are coming across the border, and down in Mexico, what they do is assassinate judges, and any law enforcement people who won't kowtow to what they want to do, and they are being supplied with rocket RPGs, helicopters, because there was that little episode a few weeks ago where a Mexican helicopter came into Arizona and fired some shots, and that was not the Mexican military. That was MS-13.
So really? With a helicopter?
Yes, they came MS-13 in with a helicopter.
MS-13 with a helicopter.
And yes, and they are being supplied military guns, munitions, you know, RPGs, everything you hear that these terrorist groups, because they are linked up with Hamas and Hezbollah, everything going on.
Wait a minute. Do you realize how serious this is and what you're saying here? Do you realize?
I know what I'm saying, and this has been documented, okay? And again, I'm not making any of this up. I'm getting it directly from my sheriff friend who is in contact with the top law enforcement people all along the border states, okay, and in private meetings with them. This is what they're talking about. They have known about the infiltration of not only the drug cartel, okay, but the MS-13 gangs, okay, and they basically are the death squad.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We'll be back after this three-minute break with the Power Hour. Glenn Parnum is our guest, and we'll talk about this. Hamas and MS-13. Oh, my goodness. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. And that is Glenn Parnum for us. He tells it like it is. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not good. And there's no way we can sugarcoat it at this point. He has declared it a yellow level warning. So please take that to heart. Let me remind you that we have the Super Silver on special at the Power Mall. Please take advantage of getting that. And there's a reason why we carry that one. It's because it is documented what it does. And I've had so many people say, oh, no, it isn't. Yes, it is. It's documented. That's why we carry Super Silver, and that's what I use. And that's why I make sure that I have an extra one, and I think all of you should also. You'll find out why. But the Super Silver Gel, the Super Silver 10, 40, and 200 parts per million are on special at the Power Mall along with the silver lozenges. Give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. We've got all other kinds of things on special. Miracle 2, Matthew Stein books, because he's going to be on tomorrow, by the way. He's going to be talking about the new geomagnetic regulations the government's putting out to protect us, of course. and the transdural magnesium special at the Power Mall. And we've also got sunflower seeds, 1 pound organic sunflower seeds on sale for $9.75. 1 pound, that's a lot. Agave nectar is on special for $14. That's a sweetener. If you've never tried it, it is awesome. And the gallon is on sale for $37. Also, Josh's wife, Josh's birthday was yesterday. Happy belated birthday, Josh. But we had a little get-together for him yesterday. And his wife brought over tacos made with veggie burgers. Mm-hmm. So we have now continued having veggie burgers for 18 days straight.
And we're not sick of them yet.
Not quite. But also, I got a call from a girl who used them for her Southern SDA Seventh-day Adventist group, where they're all vegetarians, and they all absolutely loved the veggie burgers. Then we have the Power Mall, non-GMOs, and awesome burgers. What are you going to be eating, huh? Meat? By the way, she did add some ground beef to it, some grass-fed ground beef to it.
I think the only stipulation for whether or not you're going to like the mix is if you have taste buds. If you have taste buds,
oh wow,
they're going to be you're going to love them. Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, they are good. They are good, and they're available at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Glenn Parnum, Glenn, I know you may have forgotten about this. You called me the other day in a panic over this, and I want you to share this with the listeners because you made me leave my home immediately and run buy something, and so did JD. And he beat me to it and bought all of it. Now, here's what I want you to talk about is that issue with the tetracycline. Mm-hmm. Tell the listeners about that, if you don't mind, please.
Well, and I've got the special report right here. Is the availability of tetracycline being withheld off the market and the price driven through the stratosphere in anticipation of a bioattack? Okay. Uh-huh. And after I read this, And I then called some of the pharmacies in our area, And most of them will not carry the capsules anymore because the cost to the pharmacy is $900 for a 100-count jar.
This is, like, not even possible. Can't be.
It's unbelievable what's going on. So most of them will not. Now, do I have? First of all, I hate antibiotics, but there is a place in the protocol that I'm going to talk about here about how to get ready for this. So the good news is, as this article talked about, get over to your farm supply store. Every city has them. And they had a 6.4. I called several of them to make sure that they were still carrying them. Some of them were out of stock, but were restocking a 6.4 ounce of oxytetracycline for $6.95. When the pharmacist, $900 for a 100-count jar.
Okay, now let me mention to the listeners that this is what the Gulf War veterans used to treat themselves with during the Gulf War when they could not get access to the prescribed item, which was doxycycline or tetracycline. They used this. Now, the only problem is you mix up that whole package and you're going to have like 500 gallons worth of tetracycline, which you don't want. So you have to understand that you have to compute. So that means go get your child who was homeschooled and let them explain to you how to do that. Because you have to compute this all together and not take, too much of it. We're not recommending. I'm not recommending. We're just telling you they happen to have it at the pet stores, food stores. You can get, they have also at like Petco and whatever, they have tetracycline for birds too.
Yep.
And I know some people that have used that. But I just wanted to warn everybody. Now, I happen to get it for like $5.95 at my place because I live in Versailles, which is dinky. And JD, though, did the unconscionable and beat me to it and bought up what they had left. So we had to have a little counseling session there. But
you said go and get tetracycline. Cycling, and
yeah,
I
but
said,
not at my store. Go to your store.
I didn't get that part of the memo.
Yeah, well,
I do what I'm told. You say do this, I go do that.
He's so good. Anyway, so that is an important point that can be used for animals. For animals, we recommend that being used for your animals. So get that for your dogs and cats should they get sick. Go ahead, yep. Glenn.
Well, okay, the last couple of things about the current situation, and then we're going to get into. How do we protect ourselves and how do we fix this? The TSA is now allowing these illegal aliens to fly on commercial airlines with no verifiable ID. Mm-hmm. And that's an article I have before me by the Border Patrol Union. What they are being given is a piece of paper. There's no watermark on it. There's nothing. And it's called a notice to appear form. And most of them are 3 years out as far as the date. And it's a regular 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, and they're showing this and they're letting them get on planes. Now, for anybody who has to fly, either for recreation or for business, we've talked about this in the past, the air on airlines is recirculated. If you're on a two-hour flight anywhere and somebody on that plane has infectious tuberculosis, has some kind of infectious disease, by the end of that 1.5 hours to 2 hour flight, you now have it. In fact, everybody on the plane has it, and now the TSA have given these illegal aliens the right to get on airlines with no verifiable ID.
And Glenn, this is a piece of paper I could make on my home computer, if
absolutely.
I'm not mistaken, right?
There's no watermark, there's no nothing, the regular piece of paper. Okay, on the notice to appear. And that gives them the right to spread these diseases all over the country, fly wherever they want. Okay, so if anybody has their head in the sand or whatever part of the anatomy they have it in, it's time to get it out. This is a planned problem that is going to bring about chaos and a pandemic. All right, and it's time for people to understand we already have a pandemic. It's very interesting, okay? Antibiotic-resistant MRSA. We've talked about this before because the Super Silver product has specifically been tested against methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, okay? over 200 people every day in this country die from MRSA. Now, that's like a jumbo jet crashing every day.
Yeah.
Would that get media attention? But no, it's because the pharmaceutical cartel owns the media. You have over 200 people a day dying from hospital-acquired. It used to be only hospital-acquired. Now it's out into the community. And thank God we have natural products that have been proven to kill it. But over 200 people a day that they admit are dying from drug-resistant tuberculosis or MRSA. So let's talk about the good news. Let's talk, now, first of all, okay, and I say this as a personal thing. I don't want to offend anybody. But if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you better start praying for not only wisdom, but protection. Because we can do some things in the natural, all right, and we're going to talk about that. But you men, okay, when I talk about preparedness, you better become the priest of your household. And if your wife disagrees with you about, well, spending money, limited resources on, you know, preparing, buying food and extra water, and you're not doing it because she's stopping you, grow some cojones and become the priest of your household, okay? Because she will thank you later when you save the life of not only her, but your children. Okay, so here's what we have. See, God is not going to leave us defenseless, okay? And it's going to come down to eventually angelic protection. There are things we can do in the natural. Here is the very first thing. Get a nebulizer. If you don't know what that is, the one's Joyce Carey. I have done research. One of my specialties is infectious diseases. So as I started to research, and they're all over the internet, you can get them for $50 that plug in, and you simply put a liquid into them. In this case, the Super Silver. It turns it into a microfine mist, and you inhale it into your lungs. The one I have chosen to be the best, and I've looked at dozens upon dozens of them, is the Omron. It's the one Joyce carries. It's the Omron, okay? It's about the size of your open hand. It comes with a face mask, and it runs on batteries. Now, you can get an adapter that while the power is still on, because please don't be naive enough to think that when it really hits the fan, that we are not going to have some kind of a grid down situation.
Right.
It could be on purpose. It could be an EMP attack. It could be solar flares. They're already preparing for it. This MS-13 group and the 2 million Russians in the country, okay, already have military training on taking down the power grid.
Now, okay. Let me also add, there are a bunch of nebulizers out there. Many of them are not very good, and that's why we had Glenn check out the best one for us. And I would encourage you to call the Power Hour and order a nebulizer, if you so choose, to be prepared for this at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Now, many of them require a physician's order to get a nebulizer also. But we have one at the Power Mall. You can get it. Give us a call. And I don't think you're going to be sorry to know that you have this in your backpack there or in your whatever protection pack, because somebody you know is going to need it. Somebody is going to need it. And without this, you're going to be really SOL. I mean, you are going to be out of luck, ladies and gentlemen. Without a nebulizer.
Yeah.
So you're saying the most important thing is a nebulizer. Then the next most important thing is what you're going to put in the nebulizer.
Exactly. And the reason for the nebulizer, these infectious diseases, especially tuberculosis, okay, and they used to just have infectious tuberculosis, which means if somebody's coughing or sneezing, like if you're out in a public place like a Walmart, a Kmart, And there's YouTube videos of buses, okay, pulling up the Walmarts on the East Coast, unloading a whole busload of these illegal immigrants at a Walmart store. So,
what?
Yes. You go in there, they've been coughing, okay, whatever. That goes up into the heating air conditioning system, okay. And it's now just not infectious tuberculosis. It's extremely drug-resistant, XDR, infectious tuberculosis. Normally, nothing touches it. But as they work on you for about a year, it's about $500,000 per person.
Wow.
To keep it under control. We can knock it out. All of these infectious diseases that are going to be spread around this country start in the lungs. So if you don't have a nebulizer, you can spray in your mouth and breathe deep, or to hopefully suck that deep into your lungs. Nothing works like a nebulizer. And they're a couple hundred bucks plus change in that. They come with a mask, okay, that if you truly want to protect your family, it is now time to prioritize, okay, resources that you have. I do consultations 8 to 10 hours a day with people all over the country. I talk to multimillionaires, and I talk to people on welfare, and I tell them all the same thing. You do the best you can with the resources that you have at your disposal. Resources doesn't just mean money. That's part of it. It's availability. When I talk to them about getting organic food and eating right, well, everybody doesn't have an organic store every other block like we do here in Arizona and the Southwest. But
yes,
availability,
yes.
Okay, one, and then putting the super silver into the nebulizer at the first sign of anything going on with your lungs. And Joyce, I shudder to think. See, we're in the summer months, okay? I don't know what they're going to do with all of these children, quote-unquote, coming across the border come fall. Are they going to send them into our public school system? Because the public schools are like a Petri dish anyway. If they send these children, now, I'll be 64 in September. My children are grown, and I have grandchildren. But if I had children who were going to be exposed to illegal aliens coming into our school system, that my child would be pulled out of that school immediately. So how do you find out? You call up the school district, or you go to some of the meetings. It's now time to stop being complacent, people, okay? Because if not, imagine how you would feel if you watched your family die in front of you with something that you could have taken care of with a few phone calls. Turn off the damn TV, okay? Turn off your iPhone or your iPad or whatever you got. I can't believe the number of distractions that they're throwing at people, okay? If you're doing any kind of preparation, you better finish them now, because when this thing gets going full-blown, this is only the beginning of it. And I'm telling you, Ebola is coming, dengue fever, hemorrhagic dengue fever also, which is running rampant through Mexico right now, okay, that when that happens, you're going to want some food stored up. So if you have been prepping, getting food, get it and finish it. Water.
Yes, yes.
How much people water?
Yes, exactly. Let me just add that I think, and by the way, Nestle is now selling off water and telling people that they don't have a right to water. I would never buy anything made by a Nestle company, and there's a lot of stuff made by it. I also want to add that the nebulizers are somewhat hard to find at times, difficult to get. And if you want any, we've only got a couple now at the Power Mall. But let me just add that we will be getting them in for you. So get your order in for a nebulizer if you choose to have one. They are expensive. They skyrocketed after the last, what was it, bird flu? Or H1N1 problem, they just skyrocketed. And they're worth it, but they are $200 and some for a nebulizer. But worth it. And remember, we give no medical advice. This is for your education and entertainment purposes only. You're not hearing this on TV. It is a yellow alert, according to Glenn Parnham. We'll be back after this three-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And JD.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Power Hour. I just wanted to give you guys some chatter. And the reason I want to do this is because Jeff, one of our listeners, contacted us and said that he believes that they're going to be announcing in a couple of days that the former president of the United States, George Bush Sr., has died.
Yes.
Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is because let's see if it happens. But, J.D., you said it was...
Well, it was on a blog, kind of one of those blogs you take with a touch of salt kind of things.
Well, but you can mention who it was.
It was on Benjamin Fulford's site. Essentially said that he passed away from food poisoning and that only his real, you know, internal security forces actually know this right now. So we'll see if it comes out. It might just be chatter.
But they said in a couple of days... 2 days that they will announce that he has died. Now, let's just see. You know, 2 days from now. Now, remember, the 15th and 16th of July, that was the supposed to be the terminal date for something major happening with Fukushima. Hmm. Remember that, if they didn't get it solved by then, the whole thing was going to blow up or whatever. Hmm. Again, blow up again, that is. I don't know, but I'm just giving you this only as chatter. We're not saying it happened.
Nope.
We're saying let's see if Fulford is on it, because if he is, and it is correct that they announced that in a couple of days, Fulford will have gained a lot of credibility.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And we're not saying it is, so we don't want to lose credibility over that. We're talking to our guest today, Glenn Parnum. Glenn, talk about how to do this. With the nebulizer, you would put silver in it. You can also put essential oils in it. And what are you going to want to do, and what strength of the silver are you going to want to use?
Well, okay, and I recommend to people, and we have three strengths for a very specific reason. The 10-part has been tested. There's 55 medical studies on it, and it's even stronger because it's a nanoparticle with an oxygen wrap, and it gives off a frequency. Okay, so the 10-part is great for, you know, any kind of sinus infections that start up. You can start with the 10-part. Okay, you can start with the 10-part into your lungs a lot of times, and you simply put it in the nebulizer. Turn it on, turns into a microfine mist, and you breathe it deep, hold it in there, and it'll knock it out. We created the 40 parts because I would love to think that what they're throwing at us, okay, is, you know, it can all be taken care of with 10 parts. I'm not so sure. So the 40 part has two purposes. It's 4 times stronger. You can also nebulize it. You can put it up into the nose and into the eyes and ears. And the 10-part in eyes and ears of little babies will knock out your pink eye and ear infection. But you can also take the 40-part per million. It's a 16-ounce bottle. You pour that into a 32-ounce bottle. You add 16 ounces of distilled water. You just double the volume of what you have, and it's still 20 part per million. So for a preparedness, and again, God's word says a wise man sees what's coming and prepares. A fool does nothing and suffers. If you don't, your listeners don't think we are on the precipice of somewhere between $7 to $10 a gallon gas, because look what's going on in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Okay? And when they start lobbing bigger rockets and whatever happens over there, oil's going to go through the stratosphere, gas, what's it going to cost to ship products? So that's why I say, while shipping, it's already expensive, but it'll be more so. And then the 200 part per million is for, you know, having it. Comes in a spray bottle. Anybody who travels on an airline, especially now that the TSA is allowing these illegal aliens to travel, okay, that you take it, you spray it in your mouth, okay. You may want to get one for the children when they go back to school and whatever. I mean, I'm looking at an article here, the pneumonic plague. Not the bubonic, the pneumonic plague. It's the most deadly and can be spread through coughing and sneezing, was discovered in a Denver man.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Yeah. And it is. It starts in the lungs.
Okay. We've got a 1 minute, 10-second break. We'll be back with Glenn Parnum. Final segment coming up. This is Joyce.
And JD.
We'll find out more about how to use the silver. Stay tuned.